Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Michael Bernstam, my good colleague who watches the Russian sanctions regime. And there's big news. Wall Street Journal. U.S. oil sanctions strike at Russia's economic lifeline. Subhead. Putin denounces U.S. measures as an, quote, unfriendly act, end quote, that would damage ties between Washington and Moscow. Michael, a very good evening to you. The energy story just got very, very straightforward because the sanctions are against, you tell me, the two largest companies. What does this mean for Europe? What does it mean for Russia? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. These are very important sanctions because it is a huge political effect, first and foremost, because these are the first sanctions imposed by the Trump administration. The last sanctions of the outgoing Biden administration in January 2025 were on two major Russian companies. And now it is the Trump administration, the sanctions on two largest Russian oil producers. Rosneft produces 39% of Russian oil output, and Lukoil, which produces 17% of Russian oil output. If you put these four companies together, the two companies, Gazpromneft and Surgutneftgaz, which Biden sanctioned, and these two that Trump sanctioned, then you have 87%, I repeat, 87% of Russian oil production under sanctions. This means that all international banking system, financial institutions, traders, which have any connection with the United States, especially banks, because banks are part of the international banking system for clearance, they cannot conduct business with these companies. So this immediately affects the world oil market, and that's why the world oil prices jumped by about 5% from $62 to $65.5 per barrel. And there is a great deal of uncertainty in the oil markets because these sanctions affect foremost, not just the oil market, but specific segments, China, India, and paradoxically Germany. Why it affects Germany? Because one of the affiliates of this Rosneft, Russian largest oil company, is in Germany. It's called Rosneft Deutschland. And it is owned still by Russia. It is fully controlled by Germany because it is under sanctions. It was under German sanctions since 2022. It is in receivership and trusteeship by Germany. It doesn't make money for Russia, but legally speaking, for the United States sanctions apply. And now this company cannot sell. It's a refinery. It cannot sell refined oil products. And it produces 12% of German refined oil products. So now Germany will need a waiver or some kind of exemptions, legal exemptions from the United States for this company to continue. As for India and China, they have a problem because in India, about 1 million barrels per day is affected. These are mostly state owned Indian companies, refineries that are buying Russian oil, and a big, big, big refinery called Reliance Industries, which is owned by Russia. It is owned by this Rosneft. And that company, it's one company just makes 500,000 barrels per day refines oil. So in China, it is PetroChina and several other major Chinese private companies, about 500,000 barrels per day, and they cannot buy and refine this Russian oil. There will be substitution, but at the moment, it has to be cleared. The deadline is November the 21st, when the sanctions go into effect. They don't go into effect today. They will go in effect a month from now. And then the oil market will maybe a little bit squeezed, or the substitute markets will have to be found. But generally, that affects the world price, oil prices.
The world price was already guaranteed to promised to decline. Is that still in place. It's going to go down into the 40s.
Well, yeah. It is still in place because for several reasons. One is, of course, that OPEC just started the new program, Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Iraq, and others, a new program of flooding the market with oil, and there will be additional 1.65 million barrels per day from there. The United States shale, and especially offshore in the Gulf of Mexico, now it's Gulf of America, oil production, another million barrels of per day will come into the market, and this Russian oil will find substitutes. It will be just cheaper. So the main fiscal effect on Russia, the main financial effect, will not be that less oil will be sold. It will be that it will be cheaper, because now, since it is under sanctions, those buyers will demand higher discount. So at the moment, the discount on Russian oil from benchmark Brent is $13 per barrel, so it will be $15, $16 per barrel easily, because that's how it was in early 2023 when the first sanctions were introduced. So Russia will be a big loser, financial loser and fiscal loser for the Russian budget from this.
Natural gas. You tell me that natural gas for Europe is in abundance and coming. Is that correct?
It is correct. And now we have the 19th package of the European Union sanctions on Russia, which is scheduled to phase out completely Russian pipeline gas and Russian liquefied natural gas LNG by the end of 2027, but most of it by the middle of 2026, just several months from now. And the United States shale revolution produced so much LNG liquefied natural gas, it doubles every year. There will be something like 270 billion cubic meters of American natural gas for export, and it ships to Europe. Terminals are there, so Europe will be free. It's a liberation of Europe from Russian energy dependence.
The shadow fleet. The report in Bloomberg recently was that the shadow fleet at sea has much more than a billion barrels of oil looking for somebody to buy it. Is that a product of the dropping prices? Is that a product of the sanctions, all that oil at sea?
Apparently, it is a product of uncertainty about future oil prices, and that's why most countries, especially China, but others too, started to store gas, to have in huge inventory. It is not just 1 billion barrels at sea, just floating there looking for buyers. 8 billion barrels is in inventories around the world, especially in China, because they think, oil is cheap now, 62, there used to be even $61 per barrel, because of sanctions or any other reasons, Middle East war, it may go up a little bit, so why not buy cheap oil? And the oil is stored everywhere, there is an oil glut, so temporarily, yes, the sanctions will create frictions, and oil will be more expensive for several months. But generally, it is a glut, and oil will be cheap.
Putin says unfriendly act. That means this one bites? He's worried about this one?
Oh, this one bites terribly politically, because they kind of made this image that now they have rapprochement or detente with the United States, right, the new Trump administration, and suddenly the two biggest Russian oil producers are hit, the summit is canceled, they have a slap in the face. It's a huge, huge political strike against them.
Michael Bernstam reporting for the Hoover Institution on the sanctions just issued by the United States, by the Trump administration. And it's the first time I remember Vladimir Putin speaking immediately in unhappiness.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
Moro Casino, America's favorite casino.
social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.